The Rejoicing from Music for the Royal Fireworks by George Frederick Handel with the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra. It's a day for rejoicing. Why? Well, we get another day. It's a beautiful fall day, and we have picked out some great classical music to go with it to accompany your day. Keep us with you throughout the day. You can do so with our app or listen through the website. Next, we have Rossini. Here's the overture to Rossini's show, The Italian Girl in Algiers, on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Rossini, overture to his opera, The Italian Girl in Algiers. Next, a Vivaldi cello concerto. And we'll have a Hungarian rhapsody. And a beautiful thing by Frederick Delius, a suite for violin and orchestra. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from the KU School of Music, inviting KU alumni to return to the 100th annual Vespers Choir, singing alongside fellow alumni while commemorating a century of Vespers tradition on Sunday, December 8th. Details at music.ku.edu. And from the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. The Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here is Christoph Kwan, cellist, with the Academy of Ancient Music. Let's listen in now to a Vivaldi cello concerto in A minor now on Kansas Public Radio. Christopher Hogwood's Academy of Ancient Music for one of the cello concertos in A minor that Vivaldi wrote. Next, a Hungarian Rhapsody. And we've got some great chamber music today. 10 o'clock hour, Schubert's first piano trio. And 11 o'clock hour, Beethoven's sextet for two horns and strings. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, your classical host through this classical music party we have every weekday on Kansas Public Radio. Live Day's coming up. It's this Friday. You might hear some names you recognize, and some incredible talents from the area are coming in, including pianist Lucy Tan, the ensemble Joe Parra, the Ad Astra Duo, and more. It's Friday with concerts originating from the KPR Performance Studio and the Lawrence Public Library. Hope you'll join us for Live Day. Listen in all day Friday. And in the evening, with the special evening show with Destiny playing the violin, it all starts at 9 a.m. on Friday on KPR1 stations. That sounds like a fun piece to play, all those glissandos. That was by Franz Liszt, Hungarian Rhapsody, number 10 in E major, with Jeno Jando at the piano, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Next, we have a piece that wasn't really put out there for, about 100 years after it was written. And next hour, right after the 10 o'clock news, we'll have some English music with the Pomp and Circumstance March number 4 on KPR, but next, Englishman Frederick Delius. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org. This suite for violin and orchestra by Frederick Delius was from 1888, and it seems like It might have had a private read-through with Sir Thomas Beecham in 1907, but really its first hearing was in 1984. Let's check it out. This is Suite for Violin and Orchestra by Frederick Delius on KPR. That's a piece by Frederick Delius, Suite for Violin and Orchestra, with Vernon Handley, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and Ralph Holmes, violinist, here on KPR for some seldom-heard pretty good music by Frederick Delius here on KPR. We'll have a little bit more English music after the news with one of the five Pomp and Circumstance marches, not the super famous one, but number four, before we hear some Schubert chamber music, his first piano trio, and a string symphony by C.P. Ebach. Thanks for listening to KPR. This is Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning for the next one. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're very live and local. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial. Kansans helping Kansans achieve their financial goals for over 45 years. More information is available at bobschwartzfinancial.com. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Cherie Bustos for their series Congress in the 21st Century. It's Wednesday, October 30th, 4 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. It's 10:01. Good morning. This is KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down more than 100 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Workday. With AI at the core of its system, Workday is committed to delivering continuous innovation to prepare organizations for what's next. Workday, an enterprise platform for finance and HR rock stars. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. One of the five Pomp and Circumstance marches by Sir Edward Elgar, that was the fourth one. Andre Previn and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Next, Schubert's very first piano trio. And then we'll have a string symphony by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Looking forward to enjoying music with you throughout the morning. Jeff Watson's in, as usual, from noon to three with more classics. You know, everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music on KPR also comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Puttin' on the Ritz, with Rimsky-Korsakov's Procession of the Nobles and Grieg's Piano Concerto, performed by Chaeyoung Park on Saturday, November 2nd. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. And be sure to be tuned in to KPR the morning before. We'll have Chaeyoung Park in the studio. She's quite a veteran of coming to play for you on KPR, and she'll show us what she's got. Next is Franz Schubert, his first piano trio. It's Anya Bilsma, Josh von Immerseel at the forte piano, and Vera Beth's violin for instruments that would have been used in Schubert's time. using instruments of Schubert's time. Honor Bielsma, cello, Jos van Immerseel at the forte, piano, and Vera Beth's violin. That was Franz Schubert's first piano trio. And this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, and kansaspublicradio.org. Ideally, Live Day won't sound any different classically than we usually do, but a little secret, if you're not listening very carefully, you won't notice the difference, but it's a big difference Friday. All the music's live. Or, well, to fill out the hour, we have a little bit of music we recorded from previous Live Days. But anyway, we have, to cap it off, a Live Day broadcast Friday evening. We're presenting a special free Halloween concert, costumes encouraged, with violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan and friends. The evening's concert is at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library Auditorium, and it's part of an entire day of live classical music. It should be fun. Hope you enjoy it. It's all Friday, starting at 9 a.m. on KPR1 stations. That was a C major string symphony by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach on Kansas Public Radio.
For years, Donald Trump has threatened his critics with
what he perceives to be their crimes.
A closer look at the former president's calls to investigate his rivals on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear more about that starting at 3 with All Things Considered from NPR here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free, customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest, all-natural latex, wool, or cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. And River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at RiverRatKS.com. We're live and local. We're KPR from KU. That's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute make up KPR.
Lots.
Support for news from NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the KU Theater, presenting Hookman, a darkly comic salute to teenage slasher films, reminding everyone that college can be scary. Playing Friday, November 1st through Thursday, November 7th. Tickets at kutheater.com. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, honoring former Supreme Court Justice and founder of iCivics, Sandra Day O'Connor, with the Dole Leadership Prize, Thursday, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Good morning. Here's a planet, Jupiter, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Cosmic music by Gustav Holst from his Planets suite. That was Jupiter, the bringer of jollity. Herbert von Karajan and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio Classical Time. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, with some chamber music by Beethoven next and some Mozart bassoon music. Support for all this great classical music today on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence. Presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss. It's one weekend only, Thursday through Saturday. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com. And support comes from the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. This is Beethoven's Sextet for Two Horns and Strings, now with members of the Dallas Chamber Orchestra on KPR. That's some chamber music by Beethoven, his Opus 81, Beethoven's Sextet for Two Horns and Strings, with members of the Dallas Chamber Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. Jeff Watson left us a note about what he'll be playing this afternoon. Jeff says, after the noon news, something Tchaikovsky whipped up after a short stay in Rome, the lively Capriccio Italien. That's followed by the charming Serenade for Violins and Guitar by Paganini. Jeff Watson brings you fresh classical music from noon to three every weekday right here on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown for the next half hour. You're with me. Next, we have Mozart. Here's the B-flat Bassoon Concerto on Kansas Public Radio. That was Mozart's Bassoon Concerto in B-flat with Eugene Ormandy in the Philadelphia Orchestra and their longtime principal bassoonist. He was theirs from 1957 to 2000, Bernard Garfield, the American bassoonist, composer, teacher, and recording artist. I was thinking, wow, he's got to be about 100 years old, and he is. He was born May 27, 1924. A recording from back in the day. Well, next is the Chicago Brass Quintet here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where classical music is supported by the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Here's the Chicago Brass Quintet playing a sonatine by Eugène Beaux-Arts on Kansas Public Radio. The Chicago Brass Quintet and a succinct performance of the Sonatine by Eugène Beaux-Arts here on Kansas Public Radio. Jeff Watson has more classical music in just a few minutes. Ringing bells at midnight followed by some great music. Keep it on KPR to continue the classical. 75 degrees in Lawrence right now. Sunny on the way up to 85 with western winds kicking up. Tonight, clear skies, 51 for a low, and tomorrow is supposed to be sunny and nice with a high near 73. We have another chance of rain coming Thursday. It's a 30% chance, going up to a 50% chance for Thursday night, and Friday's high should be 69.
Hi, KPR friends.
I would so love to meet all of you. See you for this spooky time, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
That's this Friday. Hope we see you there. It's 12 noon. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. KPR listeners are engaged in their communities, and they frequent businesses that support public radio become a KPR sponsor. You can reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Send support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. After the midnight bells, Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italien, coming up soon on KPR.
Live from NPR News.